USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says we've reached a turning point in our country's defense with these recent incursions into U.S. airspace.
We're going to have to begin to look at the United States airspace as one that we need to defend and that we need to have appropriate sensors to do so.
Congressman Mike Turner on CNN's State of the Union calling for more investment to guarantee American sovereignty in the sky. Just hours after an object was shot down over Canada, authorities investigating something in the skies over Montana.
The FAA closed the airspace on Saturday evening as fighter jets scrambled to search for a radar anomaly. Flights were temporarily halted into an area near the Canadian border. NORAD says they put the restrictions in place to, quote, ensure the safety of air traffic in central Montana. The aircraft did not identify any objects correlating to those radar hits. It is at least the second time in just over a week that something in the skies of Montana has attracted the attention of federal authorities. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Former President Trump's lawyers expected to fight a recent subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence. Pence subpoenaed by special counsel Jack Smith earlier this week for information on Trump's potential role in the 2021 Capitol riot. Trump's lawyers planning on using executive privilege grounds to fight the Pence subpoena. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer defending the use of TikTok as a communication tool, saying she uses it.
We have it on one device that has no access to anything else because so many people get their information that way.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Whitmer said it is a way to reach a lot of people quickly. The Chinese-owned video sharing app has been banned on congressional lawmakers' phones due to perceived privacy risks. And the NFL is facing a multi-billion dollar lawsuit for allegedly limiting games and driving up costs for its popular NFL Sunday ticket. A judge in Los Angeles ruled last week the NFL must face the class action suit over its popular service. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for municipal workers is officially over. The mandate that just ended Friday led to about a 96% vaccination rate. However, it also resulted in about 1,700 workers getting fired for refusing the shot and numerous lawsuits. Super Bowl ads are filled with cars and beer brands, but this year one campaign is focusing on religion. It's painting a positive picture of the Christian faith at a time when church attendance is falling, especially amongst young people.
People have to be creative in the way that they're thinking about drawing young people in by sort of meeting them where they are.
Allison Gray heads the Center for Catholic Studies at St. Mary's University. The group He Gets Us spending about $20 million on the commercials. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro making wagers with the governors of Missouri and Kansas on the outcome of Super Bowl 57. Shapiro and Missouri's Mike Parson exchanging Eagles and Chiefs flags. The governor of the losing team will hang the winning team's flag in his office this coming week. The wager with Laura Kelly of Kansas involves various foods from Pennsylvania and Kansas small businesses. Tim Allen is back.
To infinity and beyond.
Tim Allen, who played the voice of Buzz Lightyear in 4 of the 5 Toy Story films, announced on Wednesday he'd be returning to play him once again. The actor tweeting, "See you soon, Woody. You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity." And off we go to a number 5, to infinity and beyond. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.